even though they are taken to the slaughterhouse. The materialists, like animals, also do not know how they are being misdirected by neglecting the transcendental thought of the Supreme Person. No one can remain vacant of thought. It is said that an idle brain is a devil's workshop, because a person who cannot think in the right way must think of something which may bring about disaster. The materialists are always worshipping some minor demigods, although this is condemned in Bhagavad Gita 7.20. As long as a person is illusioned by the material gains, he petitions the respective demigods to draw some particular benefit, which is after all illusory and non-permanent. The enlightened transcendentalist is not captivated by such illusory things. Therefore, he is always absorbed in the transcendental thought of the Supreme in different stages of realization, namely Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. In the previous verse, it is suggested that one should think of the super soul, which is one step higher than the impersonal thought of Brahman, as it was suggested in the case of contemplating the Virat Rupa of the personality of Godhead. Intelligent persons who can see properly may look into the general conditions of the living entities who are wandering in the cycle of 84 lakh species, as well as in different classes of human beings. It is said that there is an everlasting belt of water called River Vaitarani at the entrance of the plutonic planet of Yamaraj, who punishes sinners in the different manners. After being subjected to such sufferings, a sinner is awarded a particular species of life according to his deeds in the past. Such living entities as are punished by Yamaraj are seen in different varieties of conditioned life. Some of them are in heaven and some of them are in hell. Some of them are Brahmanas and some of them are misers. But no one is happy in this material world. And all of them are either class A, B or C prisoners, suffering because of their own deeds. The Lord is impartial to all circumstances of the suffering of the living entities. But to one who takes shelter at his lotus feet, the Lord gives proper protection. And he takes such a living entity back home, back to himself. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raguna Danvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamcha E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhenabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrunda Vaneshwari Rushabhano Sute Devi Pranamame Haripriye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyaccha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees here, so that I can speak something meaningful related to this sloka. So this sloka, the translation is telling there is suffering in the material world, even after, and the people are going to the Vaitarani, the hellish planet. Even after seeing there is so much suffering in this material world, who don't take to the transcendental thoughts? Who don't take to the bhakti process, we can say. If we see the context of this sloka, the Canto 2, Chapter 1, Chapter 2, and Chapter 3, they are glorifying the bhakti process, because many of the people who are sitting in front of Sukadeva Goswami, they are all not devotees. Some of them are practicing Ashtanga Yoga, some are practicing Jnana Yoga, some of them are interested in the heavenly planets. So Sukadeva Goswami, he wants to describe all those things, and finally he glorifies the bhakti is the topmost process. Here we can see he is describing the Ashtanga Yoga. In the first chapter we had seen the Ashtanga Yoga. Second chapter also there is Ashtanga Yoga. Basically there are two types of Ashtanga Yogis. One is attached, another is detached. Attached and detached means they do Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayam, Pratyahar. Then before they go to the Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi, if their heart is fully clean, that is a detached yogi, automatically Paramatma manifests in his heart. Then he meditates Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi, he meditates on that particular Paramatma. But if his heart is not pure, even after the Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayam, Pratyahar, then he is advised to meditate on the Virat Roop, which is given in the Chapter 1. So the Chapter 1 is Dharanasriya for the Ashtanga Yogi who is attached, whose heart is not yet purified. In the Chapter 2, from next sloka onwards, we will see the Paramatma as the Dharanasriya for the Ashtanga Yogi who is detached. His heart is pure and he can see the Paramatma in the heart and he meditates on that particular form. And later verse also, the liberation process is given for them. Those who are the attached yogis, they take to Krama Mukti. They go to the first heavenly planets, then they go to Brahmaloka, then they pierce the universal layers, and finally they attain the Brahma Jyoti. Whereas the detached yogis, they meditated on Paramatma and they take to Satchakra Yoga. They raise their chakras. Finally, they break the Brahmarandhra and they go to the Brahma Jyoti. In that way, they attain liberation. Now we are in the middle of the this Virat Roopa meditation and Paramatma meditation. Few slokas, Sukadeva Goswami is condemning the Karmakanda process. Karmakanda means people do various activities so that they can go to the heavenly planets. So here that is condemned. People should not go to heavenly planets, even there is suffering even in the heavenly planets. Why you need to go to heavenly planets? And here also, this sloka also is telling the same thing. Who else other than animals go to the such material benefits of going to heavenly planets? By seeing that so much suffering in the material world, so much suffering is there, people because of their karma going to the hell. Even after seeing, who else aspire for a non-permanent thing? Only a people who is animal kind of consciousness, lower consciousness, they aspire for it. Like that he is telling. After telling everything, Sukadeva Goswami tells, Nahi ato anya sivah panta visata samskrutam iha Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Yato Bhavet. In the 2.2.32, after describing the whole Ashtanga Yoga process, in one sloka, Sukadeva Goswami tells, the best process is the Bhakti Yoga. There is no other path which is superior. Then is there any proof? He tells that the Brahmaji, he read the whole Vedic literature 3 times. After reading the 3 times, he concluded that Bhakti is the highest religion. And there are some definitions we hear. There is a Vaitarani people, they are doing the sinful activity and they are going to the Vaitarani river. Vaitarani river is described in the 5th canto, 26th chapter. Many people, those who don't do their prescribed duties as per their varnas, they are thrown into this Vaitarani river. Vaitarani river is a moat around the hellish planets. It is kind of a river. It is filled with pus, stool, urine, nails, hair, and all those things are there. And this person is thrown in his yatana deha. As soon as we die, we give up this grass body, then we are awarded a yatana deha that is thrown in this particular Vaitarani river. And there are aquatics who is eating him, but he don't die. He feels pain, but at the same time, he is still alive. Again, next day they throw. So in that way, he was suffering. So much suffering is there. So better take to the transcendental thoughts. That is what Sukadeva Goswami here mentioning. We can see Prabhupada is writing, in the Vedas, it is said that persons who are attached to the demigods, to the exclusion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are like the animals who follow the headsman, even though they are taken to the slaughterhouse. The materialists, like animal, also do not know how they are being misdirected by neglecting the transcendental thought of the Supreme Person. So here also we can see, I saw in my village, generally after the paddy season is over, they grow one particular kind of grass that stays for three months. So people, they purchase a small calf of this sheep and they keep it for 3 months. They feed it nicely for the 3 months. At the end of 3 months, when it grows very fatty and gains weight, they sell it. So I have personally seen one of my friend's father, he purchased that small sheep and they tie a bell also around the neck of that sheep. And whenever he goes to the fields, agriculture fields, this sheep follows him. He no need to do anything. Just it follows. I inquired him also, won't it go here and there? Won't it run away? No. It just see my feet and follows. Like that, 3 months, it goes like that only. But at the end of the 3 months, when it gains weight, he sell it to a butcher. In that way, he get the profit. So, because that animal is in lower consciousness, it can't understand that why this person is treating me so nicely. There are no free meals, it is mentioned. But this animal, he can't understand why he is treating me so nicely. But if someone's consciousness is high, he can understand. Like Sanatana Goswami and Ishan, they are in that restaurant. That restaurant owner is treating them very nicely. Sanatana Goswami is immediately understood, why this person is treating me so nicely. He inquired the Ishan, do you have some money with you? He told, yes, I have 7 gold coins. Go and give him immediately, that restaurant owner. He went and gave to the restaurant owner. That person told, good that you are giving this money to me. Otherwise, today night we are planning to murder both of you. And my astrologer told me that you have 8 gold coins. For that we are trying to kill you. Immediately Sanatana Goswami asked, Tare, you told only 7 gold coins. He told, still I have kept one. Sanatana Goswami told, you take that gold coin, go back to your home. Don't come with me. So in that way, these animals, they can't understand why this person is treating me so nicely and it gets butchered. So similar thing comes in Bhagavatam also. Nivrutta tarsair upagiya manat bhavavusadam slotra manoviramat kavuttama sloka gunana vadat puman virajeta vina pasugnat. So Krishna's katha is like manoviramat. It gives pleasure also, at the same time it is aushad also. Generally medicines are bitter in taste, but Krishna katha is it is medicine also, at the same time it is sweet also. So who will give up other than a pasu, animal? So basically there Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes, who will give up the Krishna Katha other than the killer of animals? Killer of animals means those who kill the animals in the yajnas. So they sacrifice the animals so that they can go to the heavenly planets. Only such people are not interested in the Krishna Katha. That is how it is mentioned. Because these people, they are interested in the to fulfill their material desires. Kama istasthir kruta jnana prapadyanta anya devata. They surrender to anya devatas because they want to fulfill their material desires. Kruta jnana, their knowledge is stolen. That's why they are called antavattu phalam tesham tadbhavati alpamedasam. That's why they are called less intelligence, because they are taking the non-permanent thing. Non-permanent means even if they get the best material things in the universe, the material universe itself is temporary. So there are two kinds of annihilations, one at the Brahma's one day, one at the end of Brahma's 100 years. Even if they get best of the things, but still they lose everything. So that's why it is mentioned alpamedasam. Of course, nowadays people don't worship even the devatas also. I was asking, I want to do one activity with VJTI boys. I asked them, please think about your friends in the neighboring rooms. Whom do they worship? I expected that they will say Ganeshji, Durga Devi, like that. They told that no, they don't worship anyone. So that is the reality of the life. People, they don't even worship the devatas also. They, of course, they do worship some film star or some cricketer or some politician. So they take shelter of someone, although may not be the personalities who are mentioned in the Vedic literature. They take shelter of the, for material benefits, they take shelter of some politician or something like that. It is mentioned the materialists are always, Prabhupada writes here, the materialists like animals also do not know how they are being misdirected by neglecting the transcendental thought of the Supreme Person. No one can remain vacant of thought. It is said that an idle brain is devil's workshop. Because a person who cannot think in the right way must think something which may bring about disaster. So we can say vachovegam we can control. Best way to control vachovegam is to speak about Krishna Katha. But even if someone don't speak about Krishna Katha, at least he can remain silent. There are so many people, organizations who give the 1 week. 1 week they go out and 1 week they just remain silent and they come back rejuvenated. So at least vachovegam can be controlled, but manovegam, it cannot be controlled. By forcefully one may not just stay idle without speaking. But mind we cannot control. Mind keep going, always thinking so many things. There are four kinds of thoughts: positive, negative, necessary and waste. These are the four kinds of thoughts. Positive thoughts means joy, compassion, love, all these thoughts. Whereas the negative thoughts are envy, revenge, lust, these kinds of thoughts. For example, envy. If someone is getting an opportunity, better opportunity than me, immediately I feel envious. So one American boy, he was in search of truth. He landed up in Delhi and he saw a big conference arranged by the yogis, Yoga for Peace. So he want to attend that conference and he want to learn something about the yoga so that peace can come in this world. At the end of the conference, only few yogis are able to address the crowd. Other few yogis, they did not get chance to speak in the mic. And time is getting over. And there is a chaos. Everyone came to the stage. We want to speak. And they started fighting. So this boy was fully disappointed. I came to search for truth. And these people, they want to spread peace all over the world, but there is no peace in this auditorium only. How they will spread peace? So when all we also got this kind of negative thoughts, okay, I want to be also in the forefront. We can think about such a pastimes where the such incidents how it affects the newcomers. If this kind of American boy newcomers may be there in the audience, and they are observing everything. So when they feel disappointed when we act in that way, and similarly we can see the role models, the leaders within our community who are leading exemplary, how they deal in such kind of situations. And there are negative thoughts like revenge, etc. And the necessary thoughts are the thoughts about our job, studies, or about daily maintenance, we want to eat, what all such kind of thoughts are there. And waste thoughts are thinking about the past and the future. So a person may spend 20 years in the government service. After the spending 20 years, he thinks, why did I join the government sector? The IT people are earning more money. So what is the use of thinking now after 20 years spending in the government sector? Or future thoughts. Future thoughts may be, I am preparing 17 hours every day for the CAT exam. But what if I don't get? So thinking like that, he don't prepare only. All this study will go waste if I don't get it. Or the daydreaming. Okay, I will get the visa, American visa. I will go. He don't do much endeavor, but he is daydreaming. When finally he is rejected, he is fully collapsed. So these are the waste thoughts, thinking about the past and future. So we should cultivate the positive thoughts and the necessary thoughts. These are we need to keep. And negative thoughts and waste thoughts, this we need to avoid. So positive thoughts generally, love, compassion, all these things, if they are not centered around Krishna, they are in the sattva guna. But we should try to keep in the Krishna in the center and cultivate those thoughts, then they become the transcendental thoughts. Like, who am I? Who is God? When we get such queries, then actually the dharma begins. So this sloka is telling the same thing. Who other than a person who is having animal consciousness, other than him, who will give up the transcendental thoughts? So one should take shelter of the transcendental thoughts. That we can see in the Kathopanishad, there is a story of Nachiketa. This Nachiketa's father, he was donating cows so that he can go to the heavenly planet. But he is donating those cows which are barren or which are lame, blind, such kind of cows he is donating. This Nachiketa went and found fault with his father's charity. He told, you are giving this kind of donation, but it will not be helpful for you. His father got irritated. In that irritated situation, Nachiketa told, I am also your son, whom will you donate? In that irritated situation, his father told, I will donate you to Yamaraj. And later father realized and he felt bad, but Nachiketa told, don't worry, I will go to, since you have donated me to Yamaraj, I will go to Yamaraj. He went to the Yamaraj place. He was sitting in the Yamaraj house, but Yamaraj was outstation for 3 days. And he was sitting there without food and water. Yamaraj came back and Yamaraj felt bad. Right, this small boy, he was waiting for me without food and water. Let me give him some boons. Yamaraj told, I will give you 3 boons because you waited for 3 days. This boy told, okay, please give auspiciousness to my father. Okay, given. Then please teach me how to do yajna. Then he taught everything. Then third thing he asked, please give me Atma Vidya, the knowledge of the soul. Yamaraj told, I will not give. You, instead you can take land or you can take the property. Whatever you want you can take, but not the Atma Vidya. But this Nachiketa told, I don't want anything. I don't want heavenly planets or rulership over heaven, nothing. Please give me the Atma Vidya only. When he insisted, then Yamaraj has given. So this is how Atma Vidya is glorified in the Vedic literature, transcendental thoughts. So in that way, if we have such kind of transcendental thoughts, we can also meditate on the, may not be every time we may not be able to meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna, but we can meditate at least on the instructions given by the Guru. Like Prabhupada, he meditated on the instruction given by Guru for so many years and finally he executed them. So if we have such kind of thoughts throughout the life, then there is a possibility we may have transcendental thought at the end of the life also. It is mentioned, Antakaleche Mameva Smaran Muktva Kalevaram Ya Prayasita Madbhavam Yati Nashtatra Sanseya. Whatever we remember at the time of death, we attain the same thing. M.M. Vapi Smaran Bhavam Tejantante Kalavaram Tam Tam Evete Kaunteya Sada Tadbhava Bhavita. So, whatever we remember at the time of death, we attain the same thing. Then Krishna could have told, you remember me at the time of death. But Krishna did not tell. Krishna told, Tasma Sarvesu Kalesu Ma Manusmara Yuddhacha. Krishna told, always remember me, not at the time of death. So, we need to cultivate these transcendental thoughts. We should remember them throughout our life. Then there is a possibility at the end of life also, we may get similar thoughts. And Prabhupada writes here, intelligent persons who can see properly may look into the general conditions of the living entities who are wandering in the cycle of the 84 lakh species as well as in different classes of human beings. It is said that there is an everlasting belt of water called River Vaitarini at the entrance of the plutonic planet of Yamaraj. So we need to understand that this material world, there is a suffering. Srimad Bhagavad Gita tells, Mamupetya Punar Janma Dukkalaya Masyaswatam Napunavanti Mahatmana Samsiddhir Paramam Gata. So this material world, there is Dukkalayam and Asyaswatam. There is so much misery. And Prabhupada mentions in the end, but no one is happy in this material world and all of them are either class A, B or C prisoners suffering because of their own deeds. So, either in the heavenly planets or hellish planets, everyone is suffering. And the only thing is, they are like in the prison house only, class A, class B, or class C. Generally in the class A, more facilities are given. They were given mosquito net, or they were given the special kitchen. If they want, they can cook their own food. If they don't want, they will get the same food prepared for the class B people. Or if they want, they can wear their own clothes. If they can't afford, they will be also given the class B people clothes. So there are special facilities. They can wear their own clothes, they can prepare their own food. Similarly, in the heavenly planets also, there may be some better facilities. But still, it is in the prison house only that we need to understand. And various people, they respond to the suffering differently. For example, if animals, there is one video, a snake has captured the frog. And the frog is almost in the, half of the body of frog is in the, within the, it is about to be swallowed. At that time, one insect came in front of the frog. The frog immediately stretched its tongue and caught hold of that insect. And it ate in that situation also. So, it can't understand that in a few seconds, I will not be there. But even in that situation, it is going for the sense gratification because its memory is very short. Or we can see the goats. A person may try 10 goats outside his butcher shop. And the goat sees one of its friend is taken inside and butchered in front of her, it sees, it understands also. But when the again some tasty grass comes, it forgets, okay, let me enjoy this grass. Or a bull, it may go to the a person is selling the cabbage. It keeps its mouth and grabs one cabbage. That person chases it away by giving two beatings. And by next day, the bull forgets. Again it goes and keeps its mouth. So, the suffering is there, but those who are at lower level, they can't understand that. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells there are 5 levels of consciousness. Achyadana, Mukulita, Sankuchita, Mukulita, Vikasita, Purna Vikasita. those who are achyadana like trees and animals, they can't understand the suffering is there, but they forget it immediately. But those who are having little more consciousness, they try to counter it. But if they are these five consciousness, Bhaktivinoda Thakur maps to atheistic people or theistic people, but not having bhakti or the sadhana bhaktas like that. Atheistic people, when they get suffering, like in one Telugu movie, there is one hero, he has a small boy, he loses his parents, and all the relatives, they abandon him. Abandon means, he has one small sister also, and he is there. And all the relatives, they don't take care of them, they go in their own direction. Finally, this boy, because society has cheated me, I will also cheat the society. And he becomes a thief. And why he becomes a thief? Because he wants to take care of the sister. So in the movie they show it as it is a great thing, no problem. Stealing is also allowed if you are doing for your own sister. And to increase the drama, they make the heroine as the police. Now, heroine has she has a conflict whether to arrest him or not to arrest him. So, in that way, when there is suffering, the atheistic people, they turn to this kind of cheating. But there are those who are psychologically atheist, like Krutadyuti. She got suffering, her own son, Harshasok, when she lost, she started cursing the destiny. You are actually an intelligent person. How can you, generally father is supposed to live first and then son is supposed to live. But you are so unintelligent, you have taken my son in that way. Whereas the devotees, when they get the suffering, they understand that, Tatenu kampam susamikshamano bunjana yevatma krutam vipakam. I got the suffering because of my own past deeds. Nothing else is the cause. So, otherwise people, they cause the destiny, they blame the destiny, they blame the society, so many things. But we can see Avanti Brahman, when he got the suffering, he was blaming his own mind. It is, I am the cause of my own suffering. He tells that if one part of my body hurts the other, whom will I blame? One of our brahmachari, he was sitting in one of the base classroom with his hand, there is a pad, writing pad. By mistake he did it without seeing that his other hand is there. This writing pad fell on and he got a minor fracture. Whom he need to blame? One of his hand is only causing the fracture to the other hand. So that is what Avanti Brahmana is telling. There is no one else who is the cause of my suffering. I am the only cause of my suffering. So generally, this suffering may lead to detachment in few people, may not be in everyone. Just as we had seen various levels of consciousness, those who are in the higher level of consciousness, when there is suffering, they may go to the vairagya, they may get the detachments. The statistics shows, generally people go to depression when they lose their pet or child or the family member, or if one of the family member is sick. Such kind of things, they actually suffer most, but within 6 months they recover, or some of them recover after 1 year. Out of 10 out of 1 person, he never comes back. He is actually stays in the depression, but most of the people, they come back and they cope with this loss either through the religion or music or focusing on their work. So religion is one of the option. Generally, of course, they should be fortunate enough to meet devotees. Otherwise, within religion also there are many cheaters who take advantage of such kind of situation and keep them in the same place again. So music, I remember in my school, one of our headmaster, he was telling, he lost his friend. One of my headmaster's friend, he left the body he went to visit that family. When he went to visit that family, he is asking, where are the two sons? The mother told they went to cinema. So my headmaster, he was surprised. Next day he asked them, "Are your father left body? How did you go to the watch a movie?" He told that they told, actually, to forget the suffering only we went to movie. And my headmaster was sharing, this is how the consciousness is degrading. He was actually expressing his anxiety. After some time, my father was bitten by the snake. It was in a village. So immediately they took him to the nearby town, and some of our family members stayed with him. Some of us are in the village. And we don't know till it happened in the morning, till evening, we don't know whether he survived or not survived. Because there are no telephones in those days. Only in the evening, when the bus came, some of the people from the town came and told, your father survived, and he will be there in hospital for 1 week. After 2 days, we went, my brother, myself, my sister-in-law's husband, brother-in-law, we all went to meet him, to see him. Then my brother-in-law told, we'll go to movie now, after meeting the father. I was remembering my headmaster, how he was telling people consciousness is lowing down. But since he is a senior, my brother-in-law is a senior, I obliged him and went to the movie. And it happened also. In village, generally, if someone is in hospital, all the other villagers keep visiting him. When they visited, they inquired, where are your sons? They went to movie. So, this kind of, brings ashamedness, but at the same time, we are dragged into that kind of thing. That's why we need to understand that every suffering may not lead to the detachment, but few people do get the detachment. For that, we need to contemplate on that particular suffering. So we need to contemplate that this material world, there is not much happiness that we need to contemplate. Like Mahabharata, misery is more and happiness is less in the material world. That person is hanging from the branch and the elephant is there outside, snakes are there below, and the honeybees are biting. And little happiness is one honey drop is falling and he is extending his tongue and grabbing those things. So little happiness and more suffering. That we will understand by contemplating on the nature of the material world. Chaitanya Charan Prabhu gives two formulas, dive and fit. He mentions the duration of the misery is more. If we get a mouth ulcer, it will stay for 5 days. But when we get the gulab jamun, only 2 minutes. So duration of the misery is more than the duration of the happiness. And variety, so many, tongue gives variety of happiness, only one variety, that is taste. But when we drink hot herbal tea, our tongue may burn, our mouth ulcer may come, or we may bite our tongue with the teeth. So many ways misery comes. And in the body, there are only 5 senses gives happiness. But the misery can be given by anyone. Even the little finger gives the misery, or the toe gives the misery. More parts are giving the misery. And also, he mentions the fit formula. Futility, we may expect many things. It may never happen also in the material world. I was sitting with one brahmachari for prasad. He was expecting some regular sabji, but he found paneer sabji. He was very happy. He collected so many pieces and he sat next to me. When he kept, he found it is aloo actually. Aloo only cut into nice cubicles and they are deeply fried. It looking like paneer in the gravy, but actually aloo. He was or sometime we may get also, but insubstantiality. It may not be up to the standard. Another brahmacharya I was sitting, he likes curd. So there, on the death, curd is there. Immediately, he did not take anything. Rice, curd, mirchi, namak, that's all. He was sitting happily, today is feast. But that milk was burnt milk. With that they made the dahi. So dahi is also giving that burnt smell. He is eating. At the end, he told, generally after eating we feel satisfied. He is telling, I am feeling more dissatisfied than before. So, insubstantiality, it may not be up to standard. Even if we get also, it may not be temporary. We may not get the up to the standard. How much long we can enjoy this. So, in that way, we need to meditate on this misery. For jnanis, it is abhideya. They continuously meditate on the miseries so that they can detach from the matter. We may not do like that, but at least we need to have it as a sambandha jnana for us. We can understand, I am the soul, I am situated in the material world. There is misery around that we need to understand. That's why it is mentioned, bhukta bhoga parityaktva dukkha doshanu darshanam neshvarasya asubham datte svemahimni stitasyasya. We need to understand that before doing the sense gratification, that this is only gives the misery, that we need to understand. That's why Prabhupada, one time in New Jersey, with Govindadasi and Gaurasundar Prabhu, they kept a beach blanket and Prabhupada was sitting in the beach and he was chanting. At the same time, he was observing the waves in the ocean. So some of the people, they are standing on the wooden planks and they are sliding down the waves. Prabhupada asked them, what is that? They told, surfing, Prabhupada. Prabhupada laughed and told, you may call it as surfing, but I call it as suffering. Because these people, they are thinking they are enjoying. And if they are too much attached to this ocean, gliding down in the waves of ocean, next life they may become the fish. And Krishna actually facilitates so that they can enjoy more nicely. In that way, they stay here only in the material world. So it is not surfing, but it is suffering. So when we understand this suffering, there is material world. One Christian preacher, he went to the mines and he was telling, you will go to the hellish planets if you don't practice this spiritual life. They told, how is hell? They told, hell is very damp. They all told, our mine is also damp only. In the hell there is no light. Here also there is no light. So we stay here only, like that they were telling. Then he told, in the hell there is no newspaper. Immediately they told, oh, no newspaper. Then we don't want to go to the hell. Because they are so addicted to the reading the news. So we need to contemplate on the our experiences of misery. Generally, people try to avoid them. If we try to avoid some miserable situation, they say that, please don't remind me, I want to forget it. It is so horrible experience. But such kind of situations, our mind generally want to think best experiences that we had. But we can also meditate on the these kind of miserable experiences also. May not be as a full thing. Bhagavad Gita also recommends Janma Murtyu Jara Vyadi Dukkha Doshanu Darshanam. Bhagavad Gita tells continuously see this Janma Murtyu Jara Vyadi. Fully we meditate on the Lord, Guru's instructions, Bhagavatam, but at the same time one limb can be meditating how during Corona for many days we ate only aloo chips or aloo sabji, because there are no other vegetables are available. Many of the people who are stranded, they did not get even that also. And we got admitted, and to our horror, first time previously I heard that when the dog bites, they give injection in the stomach. By hearing that only, I used to feel, never, I should never take like that. But we were there in the hospital, and suddenly they came with the, we were opening our hand, give the injection. They told, it is in the stomach. So every day one injection in the stomach they had given, and for some of us they gave more injections you take at your home also. So we need to understand, we can meditate instead of forgetting such kind of experiences. If we remember those also, actually that will detach us from the matter. So two things, one is attachment to Krishna, another is detachment from the matter. Just like Bhartruhari, he contemplated. He gave the ring to the queen. Queen gave it to her lover, Senadipati, commander. And the Senapati, he gave it to the Nartaki, the dancer. Nartaki gave back to the king. So he was thinking, he started contemplating. At least if one person is unchaste, he can think, okay. But here the whole cycle is unchaste. By thinking that he gave up the then he wrote Vairagya Shatakam. So in that way, the contemplation helps us, that fear of the material world helps us to detach from the matter. That is also important. We can see that how Kamsa represents the fear of material existence. It is the Kamsa who killed the 6 sons of Devaki who are Anardas. So that healthy fear is very good. That healthy fear, if I engage in the lust, anger, greed, my duration in the material world may increase. If we have such kind of healthy fear, that actually helps us to not enjoy more, then bhakti will increase. So that healthy fear, that is what Prabhupada told, my only problem with my followers is they are not sufficiently fearful of Maya. I can see in my own life also, we know what is we should do, what we should not do. We know that there is a Lakshman Rekha in between. Till this we can go, and we should not cross it. Although I know it, sometime I cross the Lakshman Rekha, and many of the times I touch it and come back. So this kind of, because we are not fearful about the, I am not fearful about the Maya. That's why we need to understand the only solution is both these are required, detachment from the Maya and attachment to Krishna. But attachment to Krishna, just suffering will not give. The devotee association is required. In our village, one family is there. The old woman, she suffered for a long time and she died. At that time, the daughter and daughter-in-law, she has a daughter, son also, and a daughter also. They both came together to do the final rites. 13th day, they called the whole village and fed them. For that, they kept some money and they purchased all the ingredients. They made the prasad food and distributed to the whole village. But at the end, some ingredients remained. So, since it is purchased with common money, they want to share whatever the remaining ingredients. In that there is some injustice. Someone got more, some got less. After 1 year of this departure also, they are discussing, meroka injustice ho gaya. At that time, the more ingredients the daughter took, less ingredients I got. What to speak of suffering of the old woman? They forgot the old woman also. They are only remembering the... If I am also in that situation, I will also behave samely, in the same way. So, that just suffering will not give the attachment to Krishna. But fortunately, 7-8 devotees from the Chaupati temple came to our village. At that time, someone need to cook for them. Many of these people, they engaged in cooking for these 7-8 devotees. Because of that seva, now both the daughter and daughter-in-law, both are chanting now. Although there is that suffering, it will not give in Vairagya also, but now because they did some seva, now they got the bhakti process also. So that's why we need to understand that the only thing is, solution is Krishna's holy name, Krishna's lotus feet. And when we have that, we will not go, because in the N word it is mentioned, the sadhana bhakti removes even the bija, the sinful inclination in the heart. So Prabhupada writes, if someone may get the STD, sexual transmitted disease, he may go to the doctor, take treatment, but after some time again he may go to the same suffering. But when the inside that heart, all the sinful desire itself is killed, then he will not go. Similarly, the sadhana bhakti has that ability to kill even the sinful desires. So we can take the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Arjuna took shelter of Krishna's lotus feet and he crossed the ocean of Kurukshetra. Similarly, we are all fortunate that by the mercy of Prabhupada, Prabhupada's disciples and Prabhupada's grand disciples, we got this opportunity of sadhana bhakti so that we can take shelter of Krishna. By this, we can actually cross this ocean of material existence, and we can serve the Lord also. So we should take seriously whatever the opportunity that is given to us. Hare Krishna. Now we have. We'll take question answers person way. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.